Come on.
Marcus, are you ready?
I am ready.
I
the
like
people
that.
Are ready. Let's do this.
Let's go. Welcome to Lifeblood Engage. This is George G. Our guest today is a strong and powerful Marcus Bell. Marcus is CEO. He's an entrepreneur, best-selling author, music producer. He's a futurist, a polymath, and the creator of the 100 Days Challenge. He's working to give people wanting to transform their lives the tools in order to actually do it. Marcus, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Yeah, well, I was born in a place in the world that they say that music must be in the water. Such great artists such as Missy Elliott, Pharrell, Chris Brown, Ruth Brown, Jason Mraz, Ella Fitzgerald, they were all born in Virginia. So when I was in my mother's womb, that music entered my system and it's manifested itself first with me playing a piano at age two. And I remember sitting on phone books and barely being able to reach the keys of the piano and just losing myself in the tones and the percussion and the chords of that instrument. So by the time I was six, I was being called a musical prodigy. And so I started making money in the music industry. Then at six, that's when I got my first check in the entertainment industry. And by the time I was 12, I started my first business, a record label. And so I've been in the entertainment industry my entire life. And from a young age, I recognized that there was something in me called to be a contribution, to bring, love, joy, happiness, and freedom to people. And at first that was through music, and now that's expressed not just through music, but through other things I created, such as the 100 Days Impact Challenge and courses and boot camps.
Nice. I love it. And do you still play piano?
Absolutely. Now the piano, it's like my first love, right? And so piano for me has so many different functions, right? So there's a meditative function. So when I play the piano, this started when I was younger, right? As a musical prodigy, one of the things that helped me to be able to gain facility in instruments, and that has transferred into other things like business and anything that I study, marketing or how to grow large audiences or create visibility in the marketplaces or those types of things, how to engage with people. It's like my ability to focus for long periods of time. I would lose myself in playing the piano, right? And just like losing myself into a book or losing myself into an endeavor. And I later found out that's called the flow state. And so so piano is one of those vehicles that I use to achieve flow state. And actually, I do a lot of study on time. So I have a friend of mine that's a time philosopher. And so I've studied time philosophy, time geography, time psychology. And music is one of those things that transforms time. Because if you listen to a piece of music or if you play a piece of music, it's the element that involves being present, but it can also take you into a past, right? And music is numbers, right? So music is math. And then music is activity. So, you can basically tune and hone the tempo of your life's rhythm to music. It's such a powerful tool. So you can change your state by using music. So if you're intentional, and some of the people that I coach and mentor or that are in my programs, I encourage them to create playlists that are designed to impact their states. So for your listeners, one little tactic or tool that you can use is music in this way. So what is that music that puts you in a state of flow, right? What is that music that can activate you to action, or that represents something that you're feeling emotionally, right? And I think platforms like Spotify and so forth have gotten it right when they have the moods. Mm-hmm. Right? You're able to select music by moods. Well, there's something about that. As human beings, we connect the music on an emotional level. And so,
love it.
So that's a long answer to, yes, I still play the piano. And I write songs, and I produce recording artists and people that have TV shows and films and commercials and things that they want delivered and messages that they want delivered in a marketplace, they come to me for songs. And my company supports about 450 writers, producers, and artists, some Grammy Award winners, some Emmy Award winners, in providing music for humanity.
Nice. I love it. Well, I love music. I wish that I had sat at the piano when I was 2 or 6 or 30 or 40 and actually learned how to play.
And well, never too late.
No, that's 1,000% true. If I wanted it bad enough, I would do it. So getting good at something, being able to focus on something, being able to identify that this is something that I want to do, and then actually doing the things that it takes to get there. If that's proactive, if it is, I want to learn how to play piano, or if it's reactive, things are not going well in my life. How do you think about that?
Yeah, well, I think it's like a friend of mine and collaborator, Dan Burr, says, one of the biggest moments is that you have in your life is when you're born. The second biggest moment you have is when you discover why you were born. And then I say that the third biggest moment is when you start taking action on the why you were born. And then that fourth biggest moment, I would assert, is when you have gifted that purpose to others and have made that be a contribution to others. So I think about, purpose, right? And doing life's activity that is meaningful. And so if someone is doing something that is not meaningful to them, right, then to start asking questions of ourselves, right? You know, those big questions, why am I here? Those philosophical questions. Why am I here? What's my purpose? Mm-hmm. Or how can I be the biggest contribution to myself and others, right? Not just for self, but for others. And, there's a lot of study around self-actualization, right? You know, what is it to be a self-actualized person? And a lot of philosophers point to contribution being that pathway to self-actualization. But just as there's this common narrative about, when you're in an airplane, right? And something's going wrong with the airplane, you put the mask on your face first, right? And I thought about that one day. You know, why put the mask on your face first? Well, you got to put the mask on your face first because the oxygen is needed. You need the oxygen so that you can help those around you. Because if you don't put the the mask on your face first, then, you know, you can be gone and not be able to be a contribution into an environment that needs your help. Right. And so a lot of times, you know, people go through life in different areas, whether that's financially, whether that's spiritually, whether that's relationally, right? Whether that's, you know, some mission that they care about, and they go about it without oxygen. And so what I've done is, in my work, I've created opportunities for people to put the mask on, to put the oxygen into their system so that they could be powerful when they are in their activity of life. When, well, first of all, once they've discovered their mission, which I have tools that help people with that discovery, but then also in executing that into the world through programs like Wealth and Impact Bootcamp, which the 100 Days with a Z Impact Challenge came out of. And all that is designed to really uplift humanity and help help people really expand themselves in the world. And it came from my life, right? So, and I'm a practitioner of the things that I help people with, right? So I'm always examining within myself, is this on purpose, right?
I love it.
So the thing I like about this podcast and what you've created is something that is definitely in alignment with and on purpose with what I care about in the world, which, you know, I see your commitment to making a difference for people.
Yeah. Well, I very much appreciate everything you just said. It's interesting. I'm curious what you found where people have the hardest time. Is it identifying? Is it taking action? Is it transferring it to others? Where, what's oftentimes the kind of the sticking point there?
Well, the sticking points usually happen before that even starts. Hmm. Right? Because, you know, we're all born into an environment, right? And that environment can foster and create narratives that has us blocked from even taking action, right? So I was fortunate in that, you know, I was born in an environment that encouraged taking action on dreams, right? So my mother was a national tennis champion. She played in the US Open, and back in the 60s, she toured the country, one of the first African-American and many whites only tennis tournaments. She traveled and played with Arthur Ashe. And so, so coming from, you know, and she was a civil rights activist, and I would see her take on things, right? I would see her develop specialized knowledge in different areas. So she ended up raising millions of dollars for different nonprofits and so forth. So I would see her go into deep study in an area, whether that was HIV/AIDS, where she was writing grants for, or whether that was community housing, and she would become a field expert. And so I was in an environment where, okay, if you want to do something or if you want to learn something, you take deliberate action and study, right? And so, and everyone is not brought up into that type of an environment. And we all have the opportunity to put ourselves in those environments. And I've created those environments with my work. But the biggest block that I often see is the, am I good enough? The enoughs, the, you know, oh, I'm too whatever, right? I'm too old, right? I'm too old to play the piano, right? Or, you know, I'm too young to start a business. I look at things like, so I have a 6-year-old daughter, for example. And, you know, when people are kids, there's that narrative. What do you want to be when you grow up? So that's the worst thing you do. That's the wrong question. Right? That's the wrong question. Cause it presupposes that you can't do it right now. Right? So when my daughter says, oh, I want to be a something when she grows, you know, a gymnast, or I want to be a recording artist, I was like, well, hold on a second. You are that. So now what? Right? You are a recording artist. You are a gymnast. Right? So now there's this activity to do. There's skills to build. There's like that. So I see that built into our social structure is this not good enough yet. Right? And so that's one of the first barriers is to see, okay, well, actually, you can be a thing in your thinking. And then you can put that thinking into action, into activity. You know, find mentors, find masters at something. So in the 100 days impact challenge, there's a impactor's inner circle. So every week I bring on, whether it's a celebrity artist, whether it's an Olympian athlete, whether it's a minister or someone that's achieved a lot of success financially or in different areas of life. And one of the common things that I see across the board with these high performers, people that have become top of field, is that there's this belief. There's this belief that they can grow and expand their capacities. And then they put that belief into action. And so having mentors and masters that you can interact with, which is one of the reasons why I put that inside of the 100 days with a Z Impact challenge, is so that people can have access to people that are masters and understand that thought process and understand those deliberate practices, understand that, you know, if you want to have something in life, whether that's financial freedom or whether that is a relationship that works or whether that is, you know, moving your community from one position to another position or your family from one position to another position in the socioeconomic system, you know, that there are activities that you can do every single day towards that aim. And it, you know, it's a practice. Whatever it is that you want to take on in life, you can create a practice around it. Whether that's a health practice of meditating every single day or, you know, eating a certain way every single day, you know, like that.
I love it. So powerful. And I love what you've built for all the reasons that you just laid out. We need as human beings to be able to see and interact with other human beings that just so we know, oh, wow, this is possible. Marcus has done these amazing things, but he's just a regular person, just like me. So I can do that too. And then to be able to have that interaction and that community and the structure of this is 100 days. And here's what we're going to be doing during this time period. And if you follow these steps, here's the results that you can really expect. And we're going to be here to support you.
Yeah. You know, I would say this, George, that you're an extraordinary person, just like George. You're an extraordinary person, just like me. See, that's another narrative. A regular person. No. You're not a regular person. You're an extraordinary person, right? And you just have to discover that for yourself. You may want to discover how extraordinary and how your extraordinary capacities, your inner potential can be of help beyond you and for others. But yeah, you're not regular. You, listener, are not regular. There's something in you. There's something in you that you can do that other people can't, that you may take for granted. Oh, I just do that thing. You know, whether that's like cooking, you know, the most amazing cornbread or whatever, right? Right. You have a superpower inside of you. And part of your job as a human being is to discover and see and listen for and listen to the environment that is telling you that, wow, that thing that you take for granted, that's actually the thing that makes you extraordinary.
I love it. Well, Marcus, the people are ready for your difference-making tip, even though you've given us a lot of them. What do you have for them?
Yeah, so the difference-making tip is practice. Take what it is that you care deeply about and look at how you can turn the activity of your life towards that thing you care about into a practice that you can do every single day, that you can have it be so present that it becomes you, that it becomes you, that it becomes who you are, part of your identity. What is a practice that you can put in place that becomes your identity? I am just someone who walks on a beach every single morning, right? I am someone who studies and reads every single day. I am someone that you become that. So whatever that is, taking deliberate action. And of course, put yourself in an environment, whether that's 100 days with a Z Impact Challenge, so they can go to 20, you know, 100 days with a Z 2021 or 100 days with a Z 2022 or whenever they hear this, right, they can go to that and put themselves in an environment for practice like that.
Well, I think that is great stuff that definitely gets a come on.
Come on.
Powerful. I am someone who, whatever you want to do, insert that there and put it into practice. Marcus, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? Where can they learn about the 100 Days Challenge? How can they engage?
Well, first of all, George, thanks for having me on. You know that you're making a contribution with what you're doing. And I see that you have a lot of episodes that you've done. So it tells me that you are a practitioner.
I am.
Right? So first, I want to acknowledge you about that. So the way people can reach me right now, LinkedIn is the place where I am building audience and adding value. So you can find me, Marcus, M-A-R-C-U-S, Bell, B-E-L-L, on LinkedIn. You know, and you can put in Bell Ringer if that helps the search algorithms. And if you hear this and there was something meaningful in this, you feel free to reach out and message to me. I've opened up the follower aspect so people can just message me there. And if they want to engage with me on a regular basis every week, the Impactors Inner Circle inside of the 100 Days Impact Challenge is a place where that can happen. And I get on with participants in the challenge and we interact and they bring whatever it is that they're at work on. And I'm able to give input and they have the input of the community right there.
I love it. And did they find that through LinkedIn and you?
They can find that by going to 100 days with a Z and then put whatever year it is. So 2021. And we're in 2021 right now. So you can go 100 days with a Z, 2021.com.
Excellent. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Marcus your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to where you can find Marcus on LinkedIn at Marcus, it's M-A-R-C-U-S-B-E-L-L. And then check out the 100 D-A-Y-Z 2021 or 2022. Give me the website
2023
again.
2023 or 2024 or 2025 or 2030.
I love it. So
because this is a movement. It's a movement.
Is it number 100? or
yeah,
is
the
it
number? Yes, the number 100.
Okay, excellent. Well, thanks again, Marcus.
All right, thank you. Much love.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together.